Hello there. Welcome to Brothers Uncovered. This is episode 14 now. It feels really established now.
Yeah, we're finding it.
You know, yeah, we're really finding our feet.
Can I say something that doesn't make any sense, but it makes loads of sense to me?
Yeah.
Go on. When people come up to me and they say things, like the other day I got a Scotch egg as a gift, or people come up and they talk to me about things that have happened in the episodes,
yep.
I forget people listen.
Or watch. Yeah.
So we're doing it, and obviously we just come and we sit and do what we always do. I forget that tens of thousands of people watch and listen to this.
Well, quickly talk about that Scotch egg gift. That's great.
That's madness.
I got a pint of milk, a Scotch egg, and a quiche.
With his face on?
With my face on, from the adult intermediates at Diversity Studio. I'd like to say thank you for the big show. They're literally they're amazing class. And they got me, actually freshly baked, because one of them used to be a chef. They baked me a quiche.
Quiche Lorraine?
Yeah, with me and the class on it. Got me a Scotch egg and a pint of milk to say thank you.
When you say baked a quiche with you, I'm not understanding.
It's like, you know,
sugar paper, no?
Like, yeah, it's like, you know, when on top of cakes you can put pictures.
Put it on the quiche.
Put it on the quiche.
Put it on top of a quiche, yeah.
I'm not sure about that.
But you can take it off, I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's like it was nice. Yeah. It was really nice.
I don't know about that. Well, I don't think you should tamper with the quiche, Lorraine.
They didn't tamper, they dressed it up.
Her name's Liz, who made it.
Quiche Lorraine, not quiche.
I don't think you could tamper with a quiche Lorraine.
Intonation was wrong.
Yeah, you said it like quiche Lorraine.
Is there anyone in that class called Lorraine?
Yes.
Yeah there is.
That is not.
Yes, there is,
exactly. She's lovely.
Yeah, she's lovely.
Yeah.
So just get, yeah, it was an intonation thing.
Anyway, thank you, Ash's quiche.
Thank you, Liz.
And Lorraine, actually, for being part of the app. But no, I do know what you mean. There is no one called Lorraine.
No one called Lorraine.
I knew there was no one called Lorraine. but it is nice that it is really cool that people listen, and it's really cool that people take notice enough that you would get a gift like that. I see a lot of comments that say, because we do read all the comments. Well,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
To be fair, I obsess over them quite a lot to an unhealthy
You do,
amount.
Don't you?
Yeah, I love them. I see quite a few comments that say this podcast was like Jules therapy.
Oh, it is. Yeah, of course it is.
I can see that.
You dish out all these stories.
Which are hilarious.
Exactly. In hindsight. And they're hilarious.
Picking himself up there.
Yeah, yeah.
Which are hilarious, by the way.
But when you look back, most of the time, they are traumatic stories.
That's not how I meant it, by the way. I don't mean I'm hilarious. I mean, like, being
locked in. Do you see yourself as funny?
Do I see myself as funny?
Yeah.
Let's say it for him. Jordy is hilarious.
Jordy's a funny person.
No. You are funny. Yourself as funny. You sound like a bit of a knobhead if you go, yeah.
No, we're not going to call you a knobhead.
I think I'm quite funny.
You're a knobhead. you're a funny guy.
I try. Yeah. I mean, some of the
stories. Good stories. You've got great stories.
Yeah, because we've had, like, Let Me See Your Belly.
Yeah, locked in a car.
So yeah, that is my point. You give all these great stories, and when we listen back, and everyone in the comments are like, "Wow, this is actually jokes," but they're quite traumatic.
I don't think sitting in a car watching your brother skate is traumatic. Do you know what I mean?
It is if you were locked in.
Well, I wasn't locked in. That's what I said. I just sat in the middle seat watching him whiz past.
Yeah, but you tell it in a way from a victim's point of view. So you're like,
"Ooh,
look at that!
Someone was outside skating, and someone was locked in
the
car.
See, victim mentality.
Look, see, you weren't locked in the car. You were sitting there of your own accord because you couldn't be bothered to get out.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and it's been spun
exactly.
But it's because I couldn't skate.
Yeah, but everyone has to learn. That's the whole point. They would have, you know what I mean? That's why you play out. That's why you put the skates on in the first place.
Such a good point.
Yeah.
And off the I've never thought about it like that. Such a good point.
And off the back of your therapy, people then get onto me going, "You didn't really teach your brother anything, did you?"
Well, you didn't.
You didn't really know your brother, did you? I'm like, yes, I did.
You didn't offer to teach
you
me
just,
to skate.
You were just lazy, it sounds like.
Hang on. This is starting to feel like victim blaming. That's what it's starting to feel like. I'm not an actual skater. Fine. Or a cyclist or a swimmer. or anything. Do you know what? Yeah. Talk about my lack of skills. Listen to this. I got a DM. How much of a mickey take is this? It's not even anyone trying to be horrible. I got a DM. No extra message.
Yeah.
Just a meme. Basically, can't whistle, and then it explains how to whistle.
Oh, sick.
Really?
Have we even spoke about that on the podcast, that I can't whistle? How do people just know I can't whistle?
Yeah, we have.
So
yeah, you've tried a couple times.
And I tried with this. Whisper the left... Right, so you two can whistle, yeah?
Yeah.
See if this helps you to enhance your whistling. Whisper the letter Q out loud while you change the shape of your lips and the pressure of your blowing. You'll be able to do it within minutes. Does that help you?
I don't think that helps it in the slightest.
No, neither do I. That's weird. That's
whistle? Problem. Whistle? Does that count?
Yeah, go on, do yours.
No, mine's clinging. It is clinging.
I don't know if yours is a whistle, buddy.
1 minute. Well, if it's not a whistle, then what is it?
Stop chatting.
Look, I don't know.
Did a whistle say that?
Look at me.
Wait a minute, my lips.
Let me wet my lips.
What are we... See?
All right, ready?
Go.
I don't know.
What? Can we get a show of hands? Does that count as a whistle?
I can whistle better breathing in than I can blowing out.
So why don't you do that in front of us? No, you can't. No.
Wait. Give me a couple of tries. Wait.
Okay. I don't know what that is. Like, pay a whistle when you're not laughing.
Okay. Okay, here we go.
Like, should you be... Yeah, see?
There's no difference.
Like, should you be that out of breath after a whistle?
Yeah. And you judge her a lot.
Yeah.
He moves his whole body.
That's what you do.
Keep it speedy, boys. 3, 2, 1.
We swear on Perry's life that we shall answer every would you rather question with complete honesty, even when it questions our morals or sanity.
Right, Pell, I know you like it being speedy, yeah, but you say that oath like you walk.
Yeah, but
have you ever tried to keep up with him on the street?
You walk so fast. It's a joke. And I think it's because you're all legs.
You're
literally pits to hips. Do you know what I mean? You don't have a torso.
No, you are
15% body, and the rest of you is just leg. You motor, you just go.
Right.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, they go all the way up, don't they?
Yeah.
Ash used to call me a chew-it with sticks in.
Yeah, it's quite accurate.
A little square body would just be big long twigs, and he just motors.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, everyone complains about that. People have actually stopped, like, even like Star, my little sister, would be like, oh, I'm not going to go shopping with you because
you walk too fast.
I just can't bother to keep up.
Because you walk too fast.
But like, I've just got somewhere to be.
No, but Star is, isn't she, what, 5'1" or 5'2"?
She's also tiny.
She has to do a light jog to keep up with you. So that, in her defence.
Okay, well, but let me just say, my girlfriend walks the same speed as me.
That's terrifying. Yeah, you two steaming down the road together because you walk so fast. I wouldn't expect her to keep up with you.
We look aggressive.
You must do.
Mm. Oh.
Or completely unthreatening, like speed walkers. You know, I'm going to do a little hip wiggle.
Yeah.
Walking next to each other.
Gosh, you two should enter.
You'd smash it. Couple speed walking.
Blitz that, yeah.
And if he hasn't started, start one.
Your girlfriend's part of a run club, isn't she?
She is, yeah.
I rate that so much.
I do. Because
there's nowhere to hide. Because you can do your own runs and you can, unless you've got your own personal goals or you're going to be one of them people who screenshots it and puts it on their Instagram story,
mm-hmm.
you can. So if you have a good run one week, a rubbish run the next, it doesn't really matter. If you're part of a run club and the pace has been set,
yeah.
you need to have a collective slow day, which ain't going to happen.
I asked her about this.
Yeah.
I said to her, like, what do you do, like, if you turn up and you're slow, like, do they wait for you?
You're not feeling it that day.
Do you know what she said? She went, invite only.
Invite only!
And I was like, says it all.
If you're invited, like, it's because they know you're a pacey one.
They know you're a pacey one.
She gets back and I'm like, how far do you go today? And she's like, oh, 17K.
That's mental.
17K?
Like, for me, you see, in my head, you're going to think I'm joking here. I think that if you join a run club, you go for maybe, you know, 0.8 of a kilometre.
Mm.
You maybe will stop and get like a coffee and a cake.
Yeah.
And then you might like walk the last 1.2 or whatever. A couple K in total. You've had it.
You just described walking to a food shop.
Yeah.
He calls that a run club.
Yeah, his local calf.
Let's walk to the calf, guys. Call it a run club.
Yeah, because we've done it with pace, so, you know.
Yeah, we walked quite quickly to the calf, so it's now a running club.
Well, it's like a little club. I thought it'd just be way more, less, like, they'd commit 17K.
That's mental.
That's nuts.
No, look, you could have been a runner in another life.
I doubt it. I couldn't have been a runner. I'm not really good at that. So we've established I can't whistle.
Can't sing.
I can't sing.
No,
I
can't ride a bike.
I can't ride a bike. I can't swim.
No.
I can't do much. I don't know why.
You can't play football.
Can't play football at all.
Basketball, terrible.
Okay, cheers. kicked off the rugby team. I can't really do much.
Yeah,
can't find
true.
An Nigerian football shirt.
So if...
Can't find an Nigerian football shirt,
true.
Yeah.
So if someone... Because, see, when you do like interviews and stuff, mm-hmm. do you know it always pops up? If you wasn't a dancer,
yeah.
what would you be doing?
Well, I wanted to be an accountant.
And that sums it up.
I did want to be an accountant. That sums up
why there's no skate skills.
Mm. Well, okay. I don't know if like, accountants are notoriously bad skaters.
No, but I'm just saying, you're not as a kid, you're probably not aiming for the stars.
I think accountants are pretty high aim.
If you ask a kid what they want to be when they grow up, I'm guaranteed top answer is probably either something rogue or like astronaut.
Yeah, maybe. I suppose accountant, though, it's like organised, good job, right? Solid job. But you also have to be... organised and good with money.
I'm not the best with money.
You're not organised and good with money.
I'm not brilliant with money.
So we're adding that to the list.
I like to spend.
I like to spend the money.
Not good with money.
But then I think that, because I went to blame it on, oh yeah, but we done Britain's Got Talent when we were really young and we were off doing other bits. Maybe, but you can do all that stuff.
Yeah. What are you not good at, Pill?
I can pick things up quite quick.
I can pick things up quite quick.
And it's everyone so gets jarring. Yeah, yeah, you guys find it really annoying.
Yeah, he's irritating.
No, I don't. I find it massively impressive. I say annoying as a joke. But
yeah, we built a career off that. So.
Yeah, the level of skill, you can watch something and you're just good at it.
You know what? This is probably weird. It feels like an application for Stan Lee superheroes.
Yeah, go on.
But I feel like I do properly analyse something.
And yeah. You go, oh.
And I can just see how it works sometimes.
Mm. Yeah.
It has to be physical, though. Yeah. If it's anything mental, I'm done.
Yeah, because like spelling and stuff, you've always
done
harder.
You don't never ask me to spell.
What?
Spelling made it sound like it was like six or something.
No.
Like spellings.
Why would you laugh at that?
No, because the way you worded it sounded funny. Say yeah. Spellings.
No, but wait, real talk, though. You know when people talk about intelligence?
Yeah.
Like academically, math, spelling, all that stuff. No, it's not been your strong point. But you're like creative, like, and also, I don't know what it is. Movement intelligence isn't a thing, but genuinely, I can literally see your brain work. You watch someone like swing a golf club, throw a ball, and within like three tries, you are doing it.
Yeah,
it is nuts.
Yeah.
Mm. What are you not good at? You're not brilliant at sports.
Oh, there's loads of stuff I'm not good at. And what's weird as well is that, you know, when people assume you're going to be good at something,
yeah,
I'm rubbish at all sports. I'm talking
you're the worst football player.
For 15 years, you literally roll me a football just so you can laugh at me trying to dribble it.
Well, to be fair, we're both pretty bad. When they go, Jordan, how's your touch? And they throw it at me. Somehow, I always manage to kick myself in my own thigh.
Yeah.
I do that a lot.
It's because you've got loose glutes.
Really loose glutes. So when I flick my foot up to try and close it. Having loose glutes.
Yeah. You've got good, really
glute flexibility.
Glutes.
Yeah.
You're good at that. So yeah, I'm bad at football. Bad at like anything sport related, pretty much. I can't cook.
Can't cook.
Not really, no, yeah. You're all right. You're on the right.
No,
cook,
I'm talking
man.
About like cooking. You know what I'm trying to
like
say? Like
cook,
not like
cook. Yeah,
not being able to like cook a steak. I'm talking about like being able to like put together them. You know, when people can open a fridge and they're like, from
what,
the ingredients,
this,
let's make something
and they make a real nice meal. Yeah.
I'm not a good cook.
I think that is one of the most impressive things you can do. My dad's a chef, isn't he?
Oh.
And when I look at his cupboards and I see, sometimes there'll be like hardly anything. And then there was one time I was around and he was just like, oh, shall I make you some dinner?
Mm.
And I remember thinking, but you've not got anything.
What a skill.
And he chefed up.
What a skill.
Just the craziest meal.
It's borderline upsetting to see. It's borderline upsetting to see. So you see your dad, did he go to like chef school and stuff? That is a thing. Culinary school,
he must
right?
Have done. Yeah, he must have done.
That's nuts.
It's such a skill.
I've seen it in certain TV shows. I'd love to have that. Because they have that little roll up thing and they do that and they've got all their knives and stuff and they're there and they've got a different knife for different things. I was just saying knife for everything.
What do you mean?
I'll butter bread. If I'm making the kids a sandwich, and I'll just use the butter knife to cut the sandwich.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Doesn't
make the
cleanest cut. Back in like the bread.
No. What I mean is, I'll put ham or cheese, and I'll just cut it with that. And stuff. Like, I don't use different knives. Seeing that, they've got a different knife for everything.
So if you're having like a jam sandwich,
separate knives.
Thank you.
I'm not putting butter in it. Oh,
you're
Ash,
one of those. Ash is a freak. I know you are.
What do you mean?
You would get butter. You put it on the bread, and with that same knife, you'd put that in the jar of jam or peanut butter. Or
you're one of them people.
Whatever condiment.
Well, no, but you wipe it off first.
It doesn't matter. You're using the same knife.
Yeah, I would wipe it off.
Or bean yourself.
No, but if you wash it, it's all right.
Really? No, I'll wipe it off.
There's certain people...
No, man, you need a new...
No, not if you wash it.
You need a new knife.
Not if you wash it, you don't.
He said he's wiping it.
As long as you're not getting butter in the jam, I think you're fine.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Do you know what I mean? Because that is weird.
Went to like even like butter some toast and I open butter and I see someone's crumbs in the butter. Yeah. Are you mad?
Yeah, that is.
Is that not for you?
But is it not? Of course it's not.
Me and you can't eat sandwiches made by people, can we? I struggle with that.
Never.
But if I see someone make me a sandwich, I'm like, oh, I ain't eating that. Yeah, I struggle.
It just freaks me out.
I mean, our family, we're like this. We really struggle with food given to us by strangers.
Mm.
Or even by people we know. Like, anything, I know we struggle with that. I think once I was put off because there was a fan that gave me a card and I opened it and it had hair from different places on their body, sellotaped in.
Yeah, I remember that.
Do you remember?
Crazy.
It just really stuck with me and it just really put me off.
That is mental.
Yeah.
Like, you got to appreciate all forms of support, but not hair from your body sellotaped to a
card. Yeah, there was like all different hair. Just like,
and you're right. That's like the ultimate. If you're going to send hair, that's what you would...
Oh, yeah, it was organised.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I'm saying, what's stopping people? Because the amount of people have been like, hey, I've got homemade cupcakes. How do you know they've not done a little bit of...
And they're just so lovely. He ate a cupcake and then he ate them and then the card said, these were baked with my hair, so now I'm in you.
Huh?
Yeah, real story.
There's two options here. That's either like a story that like you've, like it's true and it's mental, or you've somehow
thought that it's a real story. That
he did cross his arm and go, real story, I think.
No, but I think that's a pretty true story. No, wait. Okay. I think that's that is a true story.
Okay. So what's your would you rather?
He did.
There is a good would you rather in this. I think there's definitely something like, would you rather be super, super academic, accountancy, all that kind of stuff. You can just get it. You can just do that kind of stuff. Very book smart. Or in that situation, would you rather be like a pair, because I can't do anything. Would you rather be a look at something that's kind of physical and to be able to go, yep, I can do that?
It depends on your age.
Okay,
because if you're being smart about it, if you're smart, you're going to probably earn money. You know, when you like, it's probably easier.
Being
for you.
Super physical, like you. Yeah, of course. You've literally built a career off of it.
That is true.
Do you know what I mean?
See, that is. And listen, I've already got my answer. My answer is actually do the physical stuff for sure.
Oh, really?
I just think you didn't. I think you enjoy stuff.
Cool. You're just living your dream. Cool. Okay. That's nice. It's right for some, isn't it?
I'm trying.
But I think it has to be the physical stuff. Man. Yeah, really? The smart people, like the real, you know, them really smart people, like. Knowledge, they say, like knowledge is a curse, because I feel like the more you know, like how many smart people do you know that are sort of like crazy rich? Like normally the ones that are rich are like either charismatic or they're good marketers, but you know, like the really smart people that come up with stuff and invent stuff and write stuff, they're not normally the ones that are like crazy successful. They're the ones working for, businesses or whatever. So like normally the smart people, like they do their thing and they're crazy smart, but actually the ones who are mad successful are not even the smartest normally. That's what I think.
So that's people managed.
Yeah. I think so.
So you're both going movement.
We're going for
physical. Like physical.
I think so. Just getting it. I think I'm just.
And like that comes with like creativity and just like being.
Yeah, I think so. What are you going with?
Well, I'm 32 and I haven't been able to do much physical apart from dancing. So, and I've survived so far. And being super book smart would be nice. But I would also like to ride a bike standing up. Oh, that's still a dream of mine, man. One day I'm going to do it. I'm telling you. And I don't mean do it like I stand up and balance for a couple of pedals and fall off. I mean, when you see people like, and they're doing that thing and it's just like between it. Oh, you see a BMX, I want to build up speed. Oh my gosh. Like, I look at that, I'm like.
But when it's got slight movement side to side.
Bro, it gasses me to the max.
Can we do this one day? Can we all go like bike riding?
We'll try.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it's so impressive, man.
Well, then we'll get... We'll
so, yeah,
get
you too, I'm picking physical as well, just so I could do that.
Yes! Mad.
Just all so together. I could learn to ride.
Can I just add to that really quickly? Yeah. I actually think, if you see like those two options, I think you're closer to the smart one. Because you're a smart guy.
Yeah, very smart dude.
Yeah, there's a compliment in there, like up front. No. But there's also an insult, smack bang, like real kick in the nuts with that one.
Hear me out. If I had to pick right now, is Jude like smarter or more physical? I'd say that you're more of a head guy.
Also a statement I don't need to say. Weird.
You guys are related.
Okay. Harry.
Come on.
What's the next bit we're doing?
We're going to interrogate Ash.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, is it me?
We're interrogating you today, bud.
Hit me.
Would you rather only be able to shop while speed walking
yeah.
or give a TED talk about your last online purchase? So be Perry
yep.
or be me, really?
Oh, speed walking.
Okay. Oh. Would you rather be turned into a musical theatre character every time you feel a strong emotion or have your internal monologue voiced by Gordon Ramsay?
Oh, musical theatre character.
Would you rather wear a cape that's constantly blowing in the wind, even indoors, or only speak in riddles before midday?
Only speak in riddles.
Would you rather know how the world began or how it will end?
How it began.
Would you rather every cash machine says, ooh, look who's back when you take money out, or when you look in a mirror, your reflection occasionally winks and walks off?
Oh my.
Forget
that.
That.
Cash machine. I'd love that.
I mean, you've probably got to be quite open to robbery if that happens.
What do you mean?
Imagine you walk in, you're in a slightly dangerous area. You walk up, someone goes, woo! Everyone's going to look at you. I think this guy's got money.
Is it loud?
Yeah, it's loud.
Yeah, look who's back.
Woo, look who's back.
I mean, listen, when's the last time you used a cash machine? Let's be honest.
2 days ago?
Oh, yeah, mate. Do you know what? 2 days ago.
Why?
I had to get money up for my daughter's horse riding lessons.
I got a car wash.
A car wash?
Yeah, can I just say that? If you find a car wash that accepts card payments, oh, treasure that.
Yeah, tell us
about
it.
So rare.
Yeah, it's rare.
So rare.
You never do that.
Okay, so yeah, but you are going to go for cash machine. Yeah,
because I don't use a cash machine.
Yeah, but not just that. If my reflection winked at me and walked off.
Forget that.
That's the scariest
that's
thing
like
ever.
That film, Mirrors. Seen that film?
Yeah,
Mirrors?
Remember, I couldn't, it freaked me out for so long. I used to, when I went up to bed, there was a mirror at the end of my hall and I used to walk past and as I walked past, jump back to double check that No, he wasn't waiting for me. I'm reflection.
Yeah. Reflection.
I couldn't go to bed without doing that.
So then what happens one day? You jump back there and...
I think I'd just pass out if that happened. If I jumped back and my reflection was stood there staring at me, well, obviously that would happen, but you know what I mean? The reflection's the reflection. But my reflection was doing something different to me.
Different to what you are doing, yeah.
I think I would faint and my head would smack the floor and I'd probably not wake up.
Yeah.
Or I'd have a heart attack on the spot.
You hate that stuff,
I'm
don't you?
I'm petrified of anything like horror, anything creepy like that.
I was petrified of the Candyman film when I was a kid.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, you know, they say it in the mirror and all that stuff.
Oh, okay, and then he appears. Mm. I saw something about, on that film, it was like, they wanted him to do a scene where he has like bees in his mouth or something.
And he got stung. He got paid.
$1,000.
Every time he got stung.
Got paid because he was like, I don't want to use live bees. And like, well, it'll be perfect for the shot. And he was like, all right, well, every time I get stung, they want $1,000. I think he ended up getting paid like $30,000 extra.
Yeah, I'll be there freaking chomping.
Yeah, trying to get stung. Yeah, if you got paid like $30,000 for one scene extra.
You'd rather know how the world began over how it ended.
Of course.
I think that answers like every question.
Ultimate knowledge.
It answers like every question.
Yeah. At the end, sounds bad. Who cares how it ends, weirdly? Like,
he's got a point.
Yeah, because it ends.
It ends. You know what I mean? Whereas knowing how it began means that you know everything.
What do you do with that info? And how do people believe you?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
This is a little bit deep, but I'm curious.
Mm-hmm.
If you looked how the world began, right, and it wasn't science-based, it was religion-based.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like Genesis, yeah? So you look and it's that based. Okay, I'm asking, like, let's say, right, an atheist finds out, oh, okay, technically God is real.
Mm-hmm.
And then because they now know for a fact God is real, and then, this is really deep, by the way, they then go, well, now because I know God's real, I'm going to start living as according to the Bible or whatever.
Yeah.
Does that technically then make them a Christian? Or are they just doing it because they know? Because it's not based in faith then, is it? It's based in, Yeah, it's based in fact. So it's, I better do this because what if I don't?
Yeah,
and
because,
then,
no, because
do you know what I mean?
Christians just off belief, no?
That's my point. So like, basically, what I'm asking is, this sounds really dark. When you die, would you go to a good place or a bad place because you're not doing it? You're doing it because you know it's a fact. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but that's why it's a great hypothetical question, because you're replacing the need for faith with knowledge. So if you had the knowledge, it wouldn't change your belief. It would just change the origin of your belief. So that you're not a good Christian because the origin of your belief is
fact.
Because if that was the case, there are loads of Christians out there whose it might only be fact to them, but the origin of their belief is fact because they've had experiences or they've spoken to God or they've seen things. So to them, it's factual.
Mm.
So it's the same thing. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, but not to an atheist. That's what I'm saying. For someone who doesn't believe.
Yeah, but you have to understand that the sacrifices you've got to make to live a religious life,
yeah, true.
You still have to make whether you know or not, because you couldn't think of all the things you can't do in life or the things you, but they're not sacrifices if you believe. They're things you do because of your faith. But if you're not, if you have it and then you're like, do you know what? I want to go out and do that anyway. I want to do this anyway. Then you're not. So I think it's the sacrifice. It's not the blind faith that make you a good Christian. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Well, that went down a...
That went down deep, didn't it?
That went down a deeper path than I intended. I was just really curious about that.
That is you all over. You do randomly just ask
I know, sorry. If I ever have a deep question, I don't... As much as I like to use ChatGPT on the pod and have a laugh, 9 times out of 10, that's how me and him have 4-hour conversations. So I'll just ring Ash in the car on the way home and we'd start having some random deep chat.
I saw a comment about me and you, like our relationship on the pod. People joking about you and your, you know, non-bike riding traumatic childhood and whatever. And obviously because we have a laugh and we talk about like all the funny things that happened, people, it's so funny because even though everything we say on the pod is real, it's also only like obviously a fraction of like our thing, isn't it? Because if you think about it, like, I mean, I know people probably know this anyway, but I think we're genuinely, again, like the is anyone in your life like closer? Like,
no, we speak every single day.
Every day,
work
all the time.
Every single day, personal level, business level. No offense, Pell, just you're in
no,
there.
No, no, you're like every other day. You're in there.
Yeah, you're in there.
Just not every day.
You're part of the trio.
Is this a splash of Perry?
Okay.
Word it like that for.
Would you rather a cape that's constantly blowing in the wind or only speaking riddles? What did you pick? You said riddles.
I can't believe that.
The cape would be sick.
A cape and it flutters in the wind. Come
like
on,
Superman,
man.
Zack Snyder Superman.
Oh, that's nice. My dream. It's
so inconvenient. Like, I've been indoors sometimes, put my rucksack on too soon, and just and just walking around or doing stuff is inconvenient. Imagine seeing the size, and also as well, do you know what I think about? The thickness of those capes.
Yeah.
Like, if you ever watch those films, I always think to myself, of course, they're not like little, you know, little linen things. They're proper thick, leathery capes.
Yeah, they'd be heavy.
They'd be heavy, awkward, tripping up.
You said you'd be turned into a musical theatre character every time you felt a strong emotion too, which I was surprised at.
Or, this one's awful. What's the or?
The or is have your internal monologue voiced by Gordon Ramsay.
So in your own head, it's Gordon Ramsay.
I like that.
He's not saying it out loud.
Oh, I thought it was like broadcast. Just,
no, your internal voice.
No, it's like, yeah.
Oh, if Gordon Ramsay could be my internal voice.
Yeah, that, so if you were just like sat in the car and you saw like a parking attendant coming up to give you a ticket, normally go, oh, here we go. But he, no, you fucking moron, I'm not being parked here. That's it.
Oh, that's got to be the answer.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
You can't change
it
now. And speed walking while shopping, man, that's long, bro.
Oh, man, I hate shopping.
And also the idea, you'd be good, you both would be good at this, but the idea of a TED Talk about your last online purchase, not even about what the TED Talk's about, just doing a TED Talk in general.
What was the last thing I bought?
Oh, gosh, I'm not even going to tell you mine.
What was the last thing you bought? Oh, look right now.
Well, you definitely are going to tell us what it was because you've covered your mouth.
I can't.
What was it?
Mine was
goalie gloves for my son because he wanted to practice being in goal.
The last thing I bought was a handheld fog machine.
Oh, good purchase.
Yeah. Handheld fog machine.
What? Why?
Just to like record cool videos. It could be like murky and smoky. Okay.
What was the last thing you bought, then?
The last thing I bought, I was conned into buying. So I saw an advert pop up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I saw a Temu ad pop up.
Right. Have you suffered from identity fraud? Like, what have you done?
Wait.
I saw an ad come up and it was too good to be true, but like, I was like, oh my gosh, I've got to do this. So it said, you've got 199.2 Temu points. You only need 0.8 more. You only need 0.8 more Temu points to get a £170 voucher. So I went, well, getting 0.8 Temu points.
On this random ad, would I know how many Temu points you've got?
Well, I didn't think that far ahead.
Have you ever shopped on Temu before?
Never.
Right.
So wait, hear me. Hear me not. So I went, listen, right? So I went,
continue.
Right. 0.8 points is all I need. So I logged on, I clicked on, it was like, give me your details, give me your email, put everything in. I was like, yeah, okay, fine. Put my details in, all that stuff. And then it gave me the list of stuff to pick from. So I was like, what's the cheapest thing I can buy? Because I only need 0.8 points. So it was an electric fan. Just to, it was a hot. So I was like, let me just buy this electric fan. It said like, you know, it said like huge output, cooled down in the summer.
Huge output.
It said keep you icy cool, right? So I went and I was like, great, this is gonna be perfect. So I ordered it, figured I'm gonna smash those 0.8 points and get £170 voucher and then just get something good. So I put it through ding, Apple Pay, all that stuff, yeah. And then it went, you've achieved 0.1 Temu points. So I was like, oh, so if that was like 12 quid and that was only 0.1, I've pretty much got to spend the money. And I was like, it's a con.
Jeremy, I think, did you actually receive the fan?
Yeah, I got it. It's great.
How long did it take to get here?
Oh, over 2 weeks.
Right, you should just be relieved that you got a fan and not someone like driving around in Liverpool with your license or something. Yeah. You're actually lucky you didn't suffer from
I really I fell head first into that con.
Yeah, you're right.
But I can't believe it. It felt so real.
That's like Dad when he got that pop-up on his phone. He was just on his phone, he got a pop-up and it said, you've been hacked. You know, you just get like random things like that. Dad drove to the police station. Dad drove to the police station and walked to him and I've been hacked. And they went, sorry? And I've been hacked. Went, no, you haven't. And he went, yes, I have. Look, they closed it, gave it back to him, gave him a leaflet about online safety, which Dad then drove to EE and said, the police aren't listening to me. I've been hacked. And I went, no, you haven't. Again, Dad gave him a leaflet about online safety. Well, and he loved it.
Oh, bless him, man.
Yeah, so you are father's son.
Good. No, genuinely, that's a good fan.
As always, love hearing those revelations about each other in interrogation. But now it's time for a would you rather from one of you, one of our
prostitutes.
Doing prostitutes,
please.
Man.
That can't fly.
That's not the community name.
Okay.
No one's sticking with prostitutes, player. Okay. Move on.
Sorry.
I don't think anyone likes it. Right, Jody says, would you rather have to recite every single one of your achievements every time someone asks what you've been up to, or never be able to talk about your achievements again?
So, be a bit of a twat.
So basically, go, hi Ash, how are you?
Hi Ash, how are you?
Hi who? Sorry, do you mean hi Dr. Ashley Banjo, Modrotulu, no. MBE?
No.
Is that what you meant?
That's not running.
Oh, yeah. You talk about when I won the BAFTA? Yeah, not too long ago, man. It was actually quite the experience, just changing lines and doing my thing. Because when me and Carol host Pride of Britain. It's would you want to be like that?
You can't do that, surely.
Do you know what I mean?
That is horrendous.
You have to keep yourself to yourself.
Yeah, to be fair, one of my personal achievements is obviously probably being the number one customer of Domino's in Whitford.
Yeah, you know.
01268734000.
Is that their number?
That's the number off by heart. If you don't believe me, Google it.
No, I'm just going to give it a call.
That's nuts.
Call it. Call it right now. Put it on loudspeaker. See what happens.
That's nuts.
What's the number?
01268.
01268.
734.
734.
000. Loudspeaker that puppy.
Are they open now?
Probably not. Swear to God, it was real. No, it's just not calling. Nothing's happening.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Jude.
Put your broken phone down.
I just don't think that's working.
That's embarrassing, bro.
That is 01268734.
It's not right.
Thank you for calling Domino's. This is Sam. How may I help you?
Sorry, mate. Just wondering, what time do you close today?
11.
And this is Domino's, right?
Yeah, we put Domino's.
Whitford Domino's. Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Why does that deserve a round of applause?
It's pretty cool. That's pretty
cool.
When
we won Britain's Got Talent, there was, on our year, there was £100,000 prize money. My share of that was £9,000. A good £6,000 of that went to Whitford Domino's. I'm telling you now. We won Britain's Got Talent, left school. And on days that we wasn't performing, I'd sit at home and everyone would be like, obviously, a lot of the other boys were 18. I would be like, oh, should I invest in my first mortgage? Should I buy my first car? Should I go on holiday with my mates? Not me, player. I sat at home and ordered Domino's every day.
Well done.
And sick. The reason I believe that is because his way into Domino's is the phone number. Like, no one, I feel like no one calls Domino's, right, to order it. But you maybe you did back then.
01268734000.
Yeah. Fair enough.
It's locked in for the rest of my life, man. That's a real achievement. If someone said every time they spoke to me, I had to be like King of Whitford Domino's, Jordan Banjo.
That's a flex.
Not every achievement, but that one. Like, if you could pick one achievement to chuck out there, like if you had to every time someone go, hello, Ash, but yes, Ashy Banjo, MBE.
No.
Awful. But if someone said to me, oh, you're right, Jord. Sorry, do you mean Jordan Banjo, King of Whitford Domino's? It's got a real sting to it.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. We've got a ring to it. So you're going for achievements, yeah?
I don't want that to be my only achievement, though. So based on that, I'm probably going to, what was the other option? Never be able to talk about my, oh, that's such a shame. I wouldn't be able to talk about that.
Never be able to talk about your achievements, I think.
Really? That's what you'd pick?
Yeah, just to go about my life. Just not yeah.
Like, wouldn't they speak about for themselves? Because you were still allowed
Sorry.
No, but you're still allowed to achieve stuff. You just can't talk about it, right?
Oh, okay. All right, player. Lion doesn't care about the opinion of sheep. All right.
Nice.
Chuck me to the wolves. I'll return leading the pack. No, I see what you're doing. You're one of them fellas.
Oh, you're like a little cesspit of Instagram quotes.
All right, Alpha. All right, Alpha. Don't worry. I see you. Alpha energy over there.
Alpha, you're gross. You're gross. Why stop regurgitating all these disgusting quotes?
So you're picking...
Throw me to the wolves.
I'll return leading the pack.
Where did you hear that?
Last like a sandwich. No matter what way you flip it, I'm always getting the bread.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Do you know what I mean? I've got a chock full of them, mate.
That one's pretty good.
No, that one makes me feel sick. All those captures that I said as a joke, I've seen people genuinely use. And I'm like, look, no one cares about that stuff. Please don't do it. It's embarrassing.
Have you ever had one of those incidents where people say one, caption one, or even maybe even worse, like get it tattooed and you look at it and you go, and people have gone, they're really proud of it. And you've been thinking, why have you done that?
Of course. Yeah, I don't want to say them out loud, but there's a few people I know.
Oh,
especially if, like, no, I don't, I'm not saying it. I'm actually
oh,
not saying it.
Oh, it was close. Yeah. I don't know who it was, but it was close.
Oh,
who? There's a few, though.
Is there a few?
There's a few.
Do we know them?
Yes.
Oh, and let me just tell you this right now. Our circle's small.
Our circle is pretty small.
Our circle is small.
Tasty. Ooh. Okay.
There's some tasty info.
Then what are you doing? Are you gonna never bring up your achievements or always bring
them up? Never
bring
decided. Back yeah, to never your point.
Bring never bringing up my achievements. Okay, yeah. I think it's time for an NBA.
Let's do it. Let's end this. The only way we know how with Ashly Banjo's massive big end.
Ooh.
Okay. Right, so I think
last week was Jude.
Yeah,
and he had to massage my feet.
I think we all know again who both me and you here, Pell, but also I'm sure the what we call them?
Prostitutes.
No, we're not, prostitutes. We're not.
Sorry.
The little bro peeps. The
We'll figure it out.
The Amadonos.
It's happening.
I'm pretty sure all of them at home would love to see Joel do it again.
Oh, absolutely.
He's missed out the last few weeks.
Absolutely. So here we go. Ash, spin in 3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
Yes!
Oh, it feels good. Yeah, it feels good.
That See, this was, is what he does.
That was.
He hates it when it's on him.
That was.
He hates it.
Gosh. Wait, didn't Joel have the backwards cap?
That was. Don't turn it, you.
I didn't touch it.
Ash.
We should go again. I didn't touch that.
Listen, I don't mind. I'll stop the whole pod and get video evidence.
I did not touch
that. That's fine.
That.
Don't try your luck. Pick out your. In MBEs.
Wait.
It had gone round
Let's
to you.
Let's at least go again.
I'm giving them a mix.
Can we just say as well that producer Rob said to me, there's a whole new batch been added.
Yeah.
Yeah, loads.
So there's a whole load of new ones in there that we haven't even got a clue about.
Nope.
So good luck. Here we go.
Let him pick. First one.
Okay. I hate this, but you know what? I'm going to own it.
Yeah, just own it, man. Just grab one.
Don't own that one.
What does it say?
Okay, that's not happening.
What does it say?
No.
Read it out.
No.
Just read it out.
What's the point if I'm not going to do it?
Read it out.
Let the other two boys have complete control of your phone.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, that's quite good.
Nah,
yeah,
that's not happening.
That's not good.
That's not happening. On. Ready? Right. So, what am I doing then? Let's keep what I'm doing. Ready?
Please pick it.
What is it?
What?
What is it?
Can I read it?
What is it? I'm in suspense here because I'll read it out.
Wait, you read it.
I can't do this.
I'm letting Jordan read.
Upload a photo of your feet to Instagram, no caption.
Yes! Yes!
Right, let me see now. If you give us control of your phone, I'm going to upload a picture of your feet.
Yeah. So it's actually the same scenario.
Do it yourself or I'll do it for you. It's up to you.
That is such a good one.
Oh my God.
It's up to you.
It's good because you're trying to be active at
it. If you give us like complete control of your phone, I promise I'll do like 3 story frames and that'll be it. It'll be nothing crazy.
It will be story frames from us or it's a main grid from yourself.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm going to do?
Go ahead.
The reason I think I might choose feet is because...
Don't go. You didn't say it had to be bare feet.
No. It might have to be bare feet, but no one said that I couldn't face tune it or edit it.
What, you're going to have some glossy ass feet on your...
So what I'll do is I'd rather upload.
Right, go on then. Get the pigs out right now.
Yeah, you've got to take the shot now.
You're going to upload a picture of your feet to Instagram when we could literally just do a couple of story frames and then that's it.
Yeah, but I don't trust what you're going to upload.
Yeah, but you can trust me. You can trust me. And don't forget, those feet are going on grid.
Main grid.
You
can't delete it straight away. You have to leave it for a little while.
Like, if I give you control of my phone,
yeah.
We won't do anything.
It's a couple stories. That's it.
That's it.
Two to three.
Relax.
Don't tell me to relax.
Okay, don't relax. But get yourself on Instagram for us to your 1.8 million followers. Go on, get yourself on there.
Come on, let's make it happen.
All right, I'll give you control of my phone.
Oh,
yes!
Gosh, damn!
Just checking.
Just check it. Don't worry, we're not gonna.
Just get to your gram.
All I want is Instagram stories. I don't want to look at your pictures. I don't think freaky. Bosh, give it, please.
Go over it.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
Come here, hand
I
it to me.
Believe.
Hand it to me.
I've got my.
This is what I love to do.
All right, so the first post that pops up, but let's just go. All right, let's just basically what I like to do on Pell's story is post random celebs ads and act like I'm supporting them. So you could be something really like, I don't know, Jake Quickenden might upload a HelloFresh ad. I'll put it on my story and go, mate, that looks delicious.
Because it's like borderline true. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
look, it does look delicious.
You're just being supportive.
All right, so let's look for something funny. Let's do it. Man, your things are so, like, this sounds bad. They're just so expected. It's just dance battles and political stuff. It's just like, or home renovations. You've got dogs and weightlifting on your page. Oh, bless that poor dog's got nits. Not nits, what are they called?
Fleas. Nits. Nits.
All right. Oh, hang on. This is always a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
What are you posting to my...
The lion doesn't care about the opinion of sheep. Dream it, believe it, achieve it. That's the first one.
And it's a picture of a guy just hugging a lion.
That's the first one that's going up. Upload, right. Should we get one?
Why don't we just upload a picture of Justin Bieber and just put he's been through a lot, leave him alone?
Because I think that's true.
Yeah, exactly. So you want to keep it on your story?
Maybe. Oh, wait, I've got one.
Well, there's got to be a time limit because yeah, go he's over there cooking stuff up.
It's going.
What? What? Oh, my God.
Look at his little feet twitching. Why is he happy? What's he doing?
Yeah. He's got a. He's reposted one of Central C's pictures, and he's just put glow up alert.
So here you go, just so you can see it. It's a topless picture of Central C.
Jules,
glow up alert with eyes.
That is,
and just a good measure. We'll tag him just so we make.
Jules, don't tag him, bro. Jules, don't tag him. You don't need to tag him, bro.
He's tagged. So at Central C, glop alert.
Jules, yeah. Well, why don't you put at Central Me underneath?
Wait, you,
more like.
Are you sure about it?
No, Central You and Me.
More like Central You and Me.
Bro, are you sure? Are you sure?
Hey,
it's gone up.
How'd you feel? How'd you feel?
I've wanted to get you for years on that. I've just never done
it's it. So good.
But, this one's really hard. That was awful. Just before, it's a really beautifully shot advert with LG. These two. The lion doesn't care.
The lion doesn't care about the opinion of sheep. Dream it, believe it, achieve it. At Central C, glow up alert. More like Central You and Me.
Hey. I think he chose wisely. I think that's better than the naked feet on
I'm not sure.
On the Instagram, man. Well, listen, that's another NBE. That's another episode of Brothers Uncovered. Garnet, we love you lot. We will see you next week. Peace.
Thank you.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.